What attracted you to Rollins? What's your
how Rollins? Okay. Now, having come under the Walter McKern Act, I was registered with the State Department, and they provide a list of these people who had come into the country to industry and universities and colleges. Okay. And while I was working there, I got bombarded almost weekly with an offer from some company, chemical company, or from a university for a teaching position. One day, my wife got a call from Hugh McCain. He had probably seen the list here at Rollins, okay, and he was in New York and called, and so happened I wasn't home. I was working in a lab library on a project that night, and my wife told him, called back later on, okay, I was waiting for his call, and I needed some razor blades, went to the next corner mom and pop store to get him. In the meantime, he called again, but we left his telephone number, and I called him back, and we arranged for a breakfast meeting the next day in this hotel. He always stayed in St. Regis Hotel, and I don't know whether you know that. So he invited me. You know, with him was Dean French, who was dean of the college at that time. We met there next morning. I told him right away I really wasn't interested in teaching, because my father was a teacher, and that was the last thing on my mind I ever wanted to do, you see. And well, he said, we'd like to know you a little bit anyhow. And it turned out the breakfast room in the St. Regis was closed that day. We had to go across the street in the Schraff store, and that's where I got interviewed. After they grilled me for a couple of hours, Hugh McCain said, well, we are interested in you, and would you like to come to Winter Park and look the place over? Well, I said, yeah, free flight to Florida, you know, I wouldn't say no to that. At that time, it wasn't much in Florida anyhow, so I flew down to Jacksonville, because direct flights into Orlando were very scarce, and took a Greyhound bus from Jacksonville, come down here. They put me up in the Casa Iberia there, and then I met all the faculty members in the science division, and especially Paul Vestal took care of me. He took me around town, and then I told him I don't know whether I could accept a position. My wife probably would not leave New York, because she had all her friends in New York, you know, and I would have to convince her. So Hugh McCain gave me a stack of slides to take back to Winter Park and the college here. And I should say about 3 months earlier, our oldest son had been born in May 1954. And after discussing, well, Hugh McCain made me a job offer, okay? He offered me $4,000 a year, and that was less what I got in New York, but on the other hand, living expenses weren't quite as great here in Winter Park, and it was only for 9 months, and I could find another job, most likely, and make up for the shortfall. Discussed that with my wife, and the reason that I really came down here is that we did not want to bring up our son in New York City. Okay, we already saw a change in the neighborhood. We lived in a completely German section in Richwood. Okay, everybody spoke German there, and mostly German people, second generation, sometimes third generation, and a lot of German Jews living in that area. And, well, the reason was we didn't want to bring up our son, because there was a migration in, mostly Puerto Rican, and the Germans would move out of that area. And I accepted for 1 year with the idea after that to go back to Germany. So...